The Beastie Boys' reputation seems to travel before them, and their trip to Europe in the summer of 1987 was no exception. They were supporting Run-DMC on tour and causing all sorts of mayhem. The press conference they gave in Montreux in Switzerland was a shambles, so we caught up with them in London before their UK dates.
You mean they had their fun with us?
Yeah. You saw the fun they had with us and what they wrote about it, and you saw what happened. So
what's the storyline of the Beastie Boys film?
We shouldn't get into that.
We'd prefer to just talk of...
No.
It's funny.
We've written a script already. We're working on the film deal. That should be finished within a day or two. We're just clearing up the very end of that with the lawyers and the movie companies are working that out.
What kind of film is it?
Okay.
It's a love story.
It's a love story, it's comedy, a horror, psychodrama.
It's a sort of satirical
involving us, the Beastie Boys.
The Vietnam War.
Yet entitled Scared Stupid.
Sort of like Gandhi meets
Ted Knight.
Ted Nugent.
Ted Wolf. Pagoda.
Just throwing out some ideas.
Beowulf?
I was supposed to read that in school, but I never did.
Don't worry,
so the
man.
Film,
I read
it should
the notes. What's it called?
The Cliff film notes. Should be coming out in this spring, about a year from now.
Actually, it's funny because I play Mike. Mike plays Yak, and Yak plays me.
I'm playing myself.
It's sort of a funny turnaround.
That's not in the contract that I read.
I'm playing myself, and they're playing each other.
I am actually playing all three members of the band, myself.
And I'll be Mike's cat.
And I'll be Sal Mineo.
Is there anything we missed about the film? It's called Scared Stupid. It will be the finest film ever made, to the best of my knowledge.
And if it
and
isn't,
it's already finished and it's out in the stores right now.
And mind you, when he says knowledge, how much will it cost?
Probably $8 million.
A lot.
We're getting Hollywood money to do the film, but we're keeping it as our own project. We're doing what's called a negative pickup deal, which means we're getting money from Hollywood and going off and on the credit of a producer who we've mutually agreed upon with the film company. We make the film and then we just bring it back to them finished, and they
distribute it
and put it out and get it in the theater. So it's basically we're using Hollywood money to make our own production.
We're beating the system.
Hey, man. Guest stars.
We're trying to get John Candy, and we were working on getting what's the guy's name? This midget guy. I'm trying to remember his name.
David Rappaport.
Gary Busey, Dom DeLuise.
Abe Vigoda.
It would be so incredible if we could get Dom DeLuise.
Al
That's
Lewis.
No joke.
From the Munsters, of course, and Grandpa's Restaurant.
No, we're picking out the people ourselves.
We're doing the casting. We already wrote the script.
It's our own production company.
So if the film sucks, it was somebody else's fault. And if the film was great, it's completely because he ruined it.
Huh?
Hmm?
Who's directing?
Me.
I
am.
We gotta settle the thing with the film company before we're actually able to pick the director. But we're talking about Carl Reiner. If he's available.
Or this friend of mine, this dude Sam Raimi, friend of my sister's actually.
Friend of my brother's cousin who's friends with
Joey's
his sister.
Joey's cousin.
I was actually looking into having Ronnie Ray direct the film.
That
but,
was an idea.
Negotiating with him.
Oh, Run-DMC's got a movie too.
Yeah.
Tougher Than Leather.
Tougher Than Leather.
Which we make a small appearance in.
Small cameo type of role in.
I'm actually, did I tell you guys that I did a whole lot of reshoots while we were
really?
Away?
Really? Oh, you're starring in it now?
Didn't I tell you guys?
I think he's on before.
It's
been documented. Do you really like the young ones, the TV series?
I hate them.
That's a lie. It's not true.
It's not true.
Yeah, it is true.
It is true.
It's true that it's a lie.
It's true that last night I was over having drinks with Alexi Sales and drinking many beers.
Did
and
he
does have
laugh?
A beard, and he did shave the top of his head. He didn't make me laugh that much. We just hung out.
And I was hanging out
He's
with
a fraud.
I was hanging out with the other guy that's Neil. What's his name?
Yeah, he was out
Nigel,
with Nigel Planet last night.
Those guys are
And
funny.
We're going to try and hook up with Vivian and get him to dress up as he does on the show.
Hang out with him
and try and get him. I want to get him drunk and get him dressed up like that and like bring him to a club and try and get him to smash some shit.
How awesome would that be?
How incredible would it be to get him to put the shit on his head?
So
why
I was
is
having...
the album called Don't Be a Faggot?
What?
Why is the album not titled Don't Be a Faggot?
We decided that people would misunderstand the title. The idea of calling it that was like faggot meaning like a wimp or someone who doesn't stand up for what they believe in, which is the way we use the word to mean in New York. It's just like, you know, you call all your faggot men, you're not standing up for what you believe in. But we decided that too many people would take it to mean like gay, like an anti-gay type of thing, and so we decided that call it something else.
First show ever.
It was at John Barry's house.
It was at this loft on 100th Street in Broadway.
Party.
His birthday.
Trying to think of your first memory of going to John Barry's
house.
All
I know is I was so drunk at our first gig ever that I passed out on John Barry's bed midway through the show. It was like the first time I ever got drunk. I was about 13 years old.
He was the singer, and then we played the rest of the show without him. That was like he drank like half a bottle of wine and passed out.
It
was
roughly.
How old were you? Like you're like 13.
13
right?
Or something.
You did quite a few supports in America. Ron on their tour, and we opened for Madonna on her tour.
But in New
and
York,
we did our
open
own
for the Bad Brains. About
yeah, we opened for a lot
times
of people in New York.
I'm sure you prefer Madonna.
Then Run DMC.
No.
Oh, that's a twist on.
It's a play on.
On words.
Breasts, maybe.
Is there a competition situation between you and
Run
DMC?
More so
no.
Than us and Madonna.
It's kind of like, you know.
Mike, you don't know about Mike's dance steps. Mike.
Hey, man, I taught Madonna everything she ever knew about dancing.
It's pretty much the opposite of a competition. We're like friends, and and we both groups help each other because we bring in a lot of white fans that ordinarily would never hear that kind of music, and vice versa. And we both groups playing together breaks down a lot of barriers of racism in general in music.
Plus we're all friends, so it's like if they
do
really good, then we're like,
yeah.
I mean, going on tour.
Whenever they get a great response, I'm nothing but, you know, happiest.
Going on tour with them is just, you know, we write songs all the time and bring them to
Joe. We write music together and stuff.
Although Joey just, when we're traveling on the bus, Joe just does not stop talking. But other than that, everything's fine.
Joe never does.
Have you always been big fans of poetry?
Yes, as a matter of fact.
I don't give a fuck about it.
I've been working on it. Excuse me.
Mike, on the other hand, Mike did a little bit of poetry. He did a semester in college and wrote some poetry. A
couple of poems about the wind, the willows, and the wise.
And who?
The wind, the willows, and the wise.
Did you actually write a poem called The Wind?
That's Edgar Allan Poe?
I don't know. I just made it up right now.
What are you big fans of?
The wind, the willows.
Barbecues. Nothing like a good fucking barbecue. That's one thing about the England thing, you know? It really... All you do is you put some fucking coals in the griddle and you put some meat on it and drink some beers.
Yo, it's a barbecue.
Barbecue pit.
Yeah.
Crucial barbecue.
Couple beers, some steaks, a little corn.
Can't go wrong with that, boy.